From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from your own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Will Robbins, and this week I sit down with all the producers to take a look at the season thus far.
So does everybody want to introduce themselves?
I'm Trevor Matthews. I'm the Booking Communications Coordinator.
I'm Sebastian Geraldo. I'm a production engineer.
I'm Adam Finassier, and I'm one of the immersive learning student interns here at The Scene.
My name is Aaron Betts, and I help mix stems here for The Scene that are played on the radio.
So, Trevor, do you want to go over the bands that you had a hand in producing this?
Had a hand in? All of them?
Yeah.
I have to look at a list. The ones I gave you are City Trash and Milk Belly.
You have such, like, interesting bands you picked, but that was all
like
for the...
keep it interesting.
That was for the Halloween episode, right?
Yeah. That's the only episode I produced fully, but I also did, like, Liz Cooper and the Stampede.
Yeah, for one of my episodes, actually.
Yeah. Moon Goons, which is on one of Joey's episodes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I gave you a bunch of hardcore punk music. Sick. I like to play as much hardcore punk as I can on the radio.
That makes sense, actually, because it doesn't get nearly enough airtime. Okay, so I'm going to play a little bit of that so we can get a feel of it.
That was recorded at Pioneer, it sounds like.
No, that was Culture Shock. That was down in Bloomington at Rhino's Youth Center.
That was like last May?
April.
April, yeah. That was a good mix. That was definitely interesting. Yeah. Where are they from?
Chicago.
Classic. Sweet. And the other one you gave me is City Trash, like you said.
I'm trying to find the lyrics to that song.
Do you have an idea what it is?
I know it's on this vinyl. I have the vinyl, too.
Oh, I was wondering what you were... Okay, like,
that's
so
wild.
You guys can't see this, but he like pulls out a vinyl in the middle of us listening to it, and I'm like,
"Did you get that?" I guess I thought he found it. Did they have those on sale?
I ordered this after I saw him.
Oh,
wow!
He's got a hard copy.
I'm impressed.
React to it.
It looks like a comic book.
Very colorful.
Very cool. Wow. Thank you, Trevor. Very cool.
Yeah. Are you like a super fan of Milk Belly now? Is it Milk Belly?
These are supposed to be our favorite bands.
Or Milk.
Milk Belly.
Milk Belly.
Or is it Malk? Sorry.
Milk Belly.
Anyway.
I always thought it was Milk Belly.
Do Control F for Meatloaf?
What?
We can go on to the next one. Maybe it's not even on this.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay, this is City Trash.
Listening to The Scene here on Indiana Public Radio.
That was City Trash. What do you think?
Heavy stuff, man. Where are they from?
That's an Indianapolis band.
Really? Where is that recorded at?
Sorry. That was Pioneer.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's cool. Were they live? How was the crowd?
Dude, they were live. And they played for like a total of 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It was only a 2.5 minute song.
Yeah.
It was a little shorter. Well, take a listen to some of your other music you mixed.
Oh, okay.
Later in the show.
Great.
But, Sebastian, do you want to go next?
Sure.
Sweet. Okay. Do you have any particular order you want to do these in?
Let's do maybe the Joshua Powell first.
So Joshua Powell, what kind of music does he play?
He plays like, he used to be strictly like folk rock outfit.
Yeah.
But then his latest album, he incorporates a lot of like electronic and like
that's
post electronic stuff. Post rock stuff.
Man, those genres are all over the place.
He's been asking to do an in studio.
That'd be freaking cool.
Or a house call.
Thanks, yeah, Sebastian. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, heck yeah. I'll listen to him and talk about it after.
Good evening. Hello. We're Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery from here. Thanks for coming out. This one's called Jack Kerouac. Sing it if you know it.
Just like anyone, dancing like a brave, laughing. laughing at the grief. I'm just like any other man. I'm ready for the big day, any other man.
was really good, actually. I really liked your mix.
Thank you, thank you.
Where did you say that was recorded at?
Hi-Fi.
Sweet. Indiana. I love the Hi-Fi. The Hi-Fi? They always say the Hi-Fi.
So I've been saying the Indianapolis Hi-Fi.
The Indianapolis Hi-Fi?
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, that was very, soulful. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but...
That was powerful. Powerful.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you guys have anything else to add with that one? That was so bad, Trevor.
That was good.
I mean, the music was good. That pun was lackluster, but...
Oh, that was okay. Good, too.
Do you want to do Dream...
Let's do Dream Chief.
Dream Chief.
Where are they from?
They're from Indianapolis.
Heck yeah. He's picking all local stuff. What's up with that?
Chicago's local enough.
Oh, that's true. Chicago's pretty
local. So you're just coming in. We are Dream Chief. Thank you so much for sticking around. Beautiful day out here today. Thank you.
From Indiana Public Radio.
lead vocalist kind of has a Brandon Flowers kind of vibe to him a little bit.
Okay. Who's that?
Yeah, who's Brandon Flowers?
Singer of the Killers.
That's a very fair point. Yeah, that's very like electronic. I don't know what the word, like, genre.
Who are those guys again? Dream?
Dream Chief.
Dream Chief.
They're pretty good.
They sound good.
That song specifically got really popular.
That was, how do you pronounce that?
Novocaine.
Okay. Novocaine.
It got on, like, some Spotify playlist and was, like, ranked in the top 100 for some.
Really?
Some.
That's cool. Yeah, I was about to say, it sounded like, very, like, pop radio-esque, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Sweet. Your last band is Chives?
My last band is Chives.
Oh, Chives.
Where are they from?
Amazing. Ryan Perkins, he's kind of like their founder, and he writes all the music, I'm pretty sure, but he's from Indianapolis.
Oh, sweet.
I think he's originally from Indianapolis, right?
Where was that recorded at, Chives?
This was recorded here in Muncie at Basement Palooza.
Oh, sick. I'm glad we featured them. Where was Dream Chief recorded at?
Dream Chief was recorded at the Hi-Fi, I'm pretty sure.
Sweet. Okay. So this is...
Let me make sure.
Okay. This is out of Chives.
Party band,
yeah.
Basement, pretty good mix for Basement Pool.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun, but we didn't record it very well.
That what was your mic setup for that?
Well, for the overhead, we had all SM57s, and then the was it Was that the day when he...
But the drums was just one overhead?
Yeah, the duct tape to the ceiling, basically.
Yeah, we hung... They had
Was that outside or inside?
It was outside.
Yeah,
they had a porch or like a balcony, so we just hung it like over a post.
Yeah.
And then we had a draping 57 for the drum overhead.
And it was not placed right at all because they decided to move the room set up. And it was like 2 feet behind the drummer's head.
Well, that was for one of the bands. Most of the bands... like
Was it recorded?
Yeah, most of the bands were okay.
Yeah, we could have done more with that. But yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. His vocals remind me of like System of a Down almost.
Surge tanking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that was cool. Okay. Adam, what do you got?
All right. First one is Den Dwellers. This first song was the first song of their set from Square Cat Vinyl. And they had a really cool sound. They're a post-rock band, and they had 2-3 guitarists playing at once, I believe, and each one had its own defining timbre and tone, and it was really cool hearing them all together. It was crazy. They're pretty much wall of sound style, and just in that small Square Cat Vinyl space, it was really cool.
Yeah, they had a full stage, definitely. Yeah. Where are they from?
They're from Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I knew one of them was, but...
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded great.
Thank you. And the other band whose song I have is Kid Freud from Nashville, Tennessee. Their style is pretty interesting. Their style seems to draw from a lot of different genres. I'd say a mix of pop rock and post rock. Not so much of the instrumental sense of post rock, but their style seems to be more centered towards songwriting and just cohesive lyrics with their music. And it was really fun to listen to their mix. You can tell that they've been playing with each other for a long time and they're pretty proficient in their individual instruments. So it's pretty easy to mix, and you got to appreciate bands that give you easy stems to work with.
Awesome. Where is this recorded at?
This was recorded at Pioneer on Fountain Square.
Classic. Of course. Yeah, that was sweet, dude.
Thank you.
Do you guys have anything else to say?
How would you guys describe their,
it's like,
genre?
I thought that was more like Killers.
More Killers?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Stay tuned for more great local music. Thank you. You're listening to The Scene here on Indiana Public Radio.
So you picked for your first artist, Four Brothers. Where are they from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Look, dog stepped out the coop.
Out the coop.
Boy, I'm hiding and snooping.
Yeah.
Walked in the spot, flyed in a parachute. I ain't even got an ass bottle service to the roof. Got them hoes like, oh my God, we going live. Rocks everywhere, drinks in the sky. I don't give up. Shots going up, cause money ain't a thing when you roll with us. She a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Posing for the flash ain't a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Drinking like she gonna get my last name. Shots overflowing, got us feeling like a bad drink. Yeah, we gon' party all night. So keep them bottles coming.
Yeah, keep them bottles coming.
Yeah, we gon' party all night. So keep them bottles coming.
Keep them bottles coming.
One shot, two shots, three shots, four. One shot, two shots, three shots, four. One shot, two shots, three shots, four.
Yeah.
One shot,
yeah.
Two shots, three shots, four.
Took a couple shots and I'm about to pull some more. Keep on drinking to the party and then I'm gonna hit the floor.
Hey.
Two shots of Patron, margarita line flow.
Hey.
Yeah. Tell me where the time go. Lost in my own world, swear the wall spinning. Bumping powwow, sitting sideways, sipping. So much Henny in my system, but where you tripping? You in trouble once that last shot kicking. Bad bitches everywhere I see.
Where I see.
Keep them bottles popping in the VIP.
VIP.
You ain't balling, you ain't even in the league.
I ain't worried about nobody, cause nobody what they say.
Yeah.
Yo, we gon' party all night. So keep them bottles coming.
Keep them bottles coming.
Yeah, we gon' party all night. So keep them bottles coming.
Yeah.
One shot, two shots, three shots. One shot, two shots, three shots, four. One shot, two shots, three shots. One shot, two shots.
Where's that recorded at?
It was recorded at Treese in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sweet. Your next artist you wanted to feature was Honey Bee Will. And Honey Bee Will's from Muncie, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Where is this recorded at?
This performance was recorded at Be Here Now, and right here in Muncie.
Hey, local music, that's what we like to hear.
Of sleeping so much, I'm wasting my time on this earth. And I can't help but think that when I can't touch the rim, I'm gonna hate myself even more than I do now. With both my feet on the ground, not taking the risk or learning how anything works. I'm so sick of my. Filled with nothing and nothing clearly. But honey, when I think of you, everything starts to fade away. The cracks in the concrete won't swallow me up. You make me feel alive. You make me feel alive.
Yeah, so that was Honey Bee Will from here in Muncie at Be Here Now.
So last ones is the Oldfields. Where are they from?
They are from Muncie, Indiana.
Sweet. Where is this recorded at?
This was also recorded in Muncie at an event called All Beers Considered.
Oh yeah, that was only like, that was last month, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. So we'll take a listen to it.
You know, I'm in love with you, honey. I can't let you go. You're a heartbreaker with your heartbreaking soul.
You are listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Thanks.
Wow, that was cool. That's wow. Like, so all of that was all of the, like, the reverb sound was actually completely acoustic, wasn't fake.
Yes.
It was very impressive. So, yeah.
It's just all the ambient sounds.
That's cool. So All Beers Considered was an event held, like, I don't know, 1.5 months ago or two, put on by IPR actually. So that's pretty cool.
The first band I'm featuring is Bigfoot Yancey. It is a folk band from Indy. The lead singer, Mike Angel, is the
Owner of Square Cat.
Yeah, owner of Square Cat, and he does a bunch of stuff with Virginia Avenue Music Festival as well.
So good, and I used to be so strong.
lost it all somewhere on the way back home. And I used to have a smile, and I used to walk with pride, and I left it all somewhere on a Texas lawn. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hill where your family's from. So strong, and I lost it all somewhere on the way back home. And I used to have a smile, and I used to walk with pride, and I left it all somewhere in the great unknown. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Your family's gone. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hill where your family's from.
That's Kevin Grove on the bass.
Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from.
Yeah, he's definitely a character.
Was that a fiddle?
Yeah, there was a fiddle. There was a fiddle. At one point, not in that song, but there was a guy playing a saw. So he was like bending it over his knee and using a bright bass bow to like.
Very devil like, went down to Georgia.
Yeah, so it was very definitely that feel. It was cool though. That was performed at the Vamp Virginia Avenue Music Festival as well. So this next one is Liz Cooper and the Stampede. You mixed that, right, Trevor?
Yeah.
Yes, that was for one of my episodes.
And I worked very hard trying to get that authorization.
Yes.
I'm glad you used it.
Me too.
And more than once.
Yes.
Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Sebastian Geraldo, Joey Vondre, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Trevor Matthews is our working communications coordinator. Aaron Betts and Adam Vanossiere are our immersive learning student interns. This episode was produced by me, your host, Will Robbins. Special thanks to all the venues who let us record this week's artists. To find more about the bands and venues we feature here on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene. This has been The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.